This is KUNC. When you think of a poster, you might be thinking of it hanging on a teenager's bedroom wall rather than in an art museum. But for almost 40 years, Colorado State University has been showing off the poster's more artistic look, along with its message. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
This is early work.
We start with the cheerful stuff.
That'll be quick.
Philadelphia graphic artists Joe Scorsoni and Alice Druding are walking me through a retrospect of their work in CSU's Gregory Alacar Museum of Art. They're the honor laureates of the university's Colorado International Invitational Poster Exhibition. We're starting with their first piece entitled Sin.
We referenced the iconography of Christianity with the snakes and the eye of God and the accusing finger of the, you know, guilty sinner. And the reference to hell, of course, is there.
The images are used to spell out the word sin. And Scorsoni is right, it's not exactly cheerful. Most of their work isn't. But it didn't start out that way.
Commercially, we were doing posters for dance companies and music festivals and the like, so client-based work.
In other words, the types of things you would expect a poster to focus on. But in the 1990s, government funding for a lot of those arts organizations dried up, meaning there was no more money to commission posters.
The preconception we had is that to do design, you needed a client, and then we realized you could be your own client.
Now the posters they design are for themselves. Druding says it's their way of contributing to a larger conversation on topics like hunger, the environment, and immigration.
Posters in general are a great medium, both for their economics and their portability.
CSU art professor Jason Fraser is the co-director for the Poster Invitational.
But also because they really do allow for what graphic design is really about, which is communicating strongly through image and typography and language and make statements that can really reach people deep down.
And right now, he says the role of the poster might be more important than ever.
So at a time when we're having issues as a country, where we're divided and there are things that people need to discuss and talk about and dialogue needs to happen. And art in general and the poster in our context really is a great vehicle for that, because it allows somebody to express a frustration or to introduce something bigger to the conversation that forces people to think about their own position or their own preconception about something.
The Invitational began in 1979 and continues to be the only event of its kind in North America. Every 2 years, renowned poster artists from around the world are invited to submit their favorite works. Allowing the artists to curate the show themselves means a mixed bag ranging from the serious to the silly, even in Scorsoni and Druding's show.
We decided to do a poster that sort of made the idea of saving water a fun idea.
The poster shows a top-down view of two pairs of cartoonish-looking feet. In the center is a shower drain, and at the bottom of the poster it states, "Save water, shower together." Other posters have a strong shock value, like consumption, which shows the side profile of a person, mouth open, eating the word ecosystems.
And, how do you want me to describe this? And defecating all the products of manufacturing.
It's intentional, and I'll say this, sometimes it's uncomfortable for us. We don't want to offend people. We don't intentionally go around trying to offend people. But we don't want to soft pedal what's going on. And so to really capture someone's attention, sometimes you have to shock them a bit.
And sometimes the message of an old poster takes on a new meaning.
The title of the piece is Election Fraud Sucks, and it's a Hoover, a vacuum cleaner, with the name Putin on it as the logo, and it's sucking up ballots.
The poster was designed in 2012 in reference to Russian President Vladimir Putin's controversial win. But with questions swirling about Russia's involvement in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, it feels like something that could have been made yesterday.
So yes, this poster that was done some time ago is having a sort of renaissance.
And that's what Druding likes about using posters as art.
So it lingers with someone and is something that is easy to keep in your memory. It's not something that's as easy to forget because it is so, immediate and impactful. And sometimes with very few words or even no words, you can say so much.
For KUNC, I'm Stacy Nick.